Next, we have our first feature. Richard Matthew writes and reads his regular history piece. This month, he looks at Norwich Castle, past and present.
Two large Norman buildings dominate and define Norwich to this day. The magnificent Romanesque Cathedral and the castle. One a symbol of the power of the church, and the other symbolic of the political power of the crown for a number of centuries. The feature today is about the castle, which standing above the marketplace still dominates the centre of Norwich, and was built by the Norman conquerors not just as a military stronghold, but also as a signal to the Anglo-Saxon population about who the new masters were. It has really had three different lives, as a royal fortress, as a prison, and today as a museum and art gallery. There was a legend that Norwich was founded by the mythical King Gurgunt, who is buried deep under the hill on which Norwich Castle stands, where he sleeps, fully armed, ready for battle if required, and Queen Elizabeth I was told of this during her visit to Norwich in 1578. But the truth is that the castle was built sometime between 1066 and 1075, shortly after the Norman conquest, when William I embarked on a campaign to subjugate East Anglia. It was of a motte and bailey type, that is, a wooden or stone keep or tower on a raised area of ground called a motte, accompanied by a walled courtyard or bailey, surrounded by a protective ditch and palisade. Between 17 and 113 houses were destroyed in the building of the castle. About the year 1100, the motte was made higher and the surrounding ditch deepened. An area of land surrounding the castle, known as the Castle Fee, was immediately brought under royal control, probably for defensive purposes. This includes today what is known as Castle Meadow. In 1094, William II began to rebuild the timber fortress in stone, brought over from Caen in Normandy, possibly using slave labour drawn from the local British population. William died in 1100, and the work was finished by Henry I. He intended the castle to serve as a royal residence as much as a defensive fortress, but in the end, no monarch ever lived here. Henry himself is only known to have visited once when he stayed at Norwich for Christmas in 1121. The Bath stone facing that we see today dates from much later, around 1834. The castle complex continued to grow, and its boundaries are thought to have stretched to some 23 acres. The motte was and is the largest man-made motte in England. From the 14th century onwards, the lower baileys were increasingly used by the townspeople for quarrying stone for building, and the ditches filled up with refuse of all sorts. The castle slowly fell into disrepair. By the 16th century, the towers had begun to decay, and part of the roof of the keep had fallen in. In the early 18th century, the battlements were removed to save the cost of repairing them. In 1220, the castle began its use as a prison for felons and debtors, and is believed to have been used as a jail for state prisoners during the reign of Henry III. In 1345, it became the county jail for Norfolk when Edward III gave it up as a royal palace. A shire house was built in the 14th century, and it was here that the quarter sessions and assize trials were held for the county of Norfolk. A number of hangings were carried out just below the castle in the castle ditches, and one notable execution was that of Robert Kett, the leader of Kett's rebellion, who in 1549 was hung in chains from the battlements, his body remaining there for many months as a grim warning to the citizens. The prison reformer, John Howard, visited six times between 1774 and 1782, and recorded the highest number of inmates at 53, split between felons and debtors. He was especially critical of the limited separate facilities for women prisoners. The prison was rebuilt by Sir John Soane between 1789 and 1793. The interior walls of the keep were removed, and cells for the male felons, debtors, and women prisoners were built. Soane's prison was extensively remodelled by William Wilkins in 1827, with prisoner accommodation radiating from a central jailer's house. This design, known as a panopticon, meant that the prison staff were able to observe inmates from a central point. In 1887, the prisoners were transferred to a new purpose-built prison on Mousehold Heath, where it remains today, and the castle ceased to be used as a prison. It was then decided to convert the castle to become a museum and art gallery, to a design by the local architect Edward Boardman at a cost of over £3 million in today's money. Three of the previous prison cell blocks were used to house a vast collection of birds, while others held art, geology, and taxidermy specimens. The castle keep itself exhibited archaeological, ethnographic, and antiquarian material. The conversion took 7 years, the new museum being opened by the Duke and Duchess of York in 1894. After more than 900 years, this year will see the transformation of the castle back to something like its original identity. The Royal Palace Reborn is a £15 million project to transform the iconic keep by recreating its Norman layout and making all five levels, from basement to battlements, fully accessible for the first time in 900 years. The project will also create a new visitor entrance, a restaurant and a shop, and is one of the largest heritage projects of its kind currently underway in the UK. There will be a brand new gallery of medieval life, and a partnership with the British Museum will see more than 50 architects of artefacts on long-term loan.